Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. E-commerce in the AI Era by Evan Crossfield is a practical business guide for entrepreneurs who want to use artificial intelligence throughout the process of launching and growing an online store. Positioned within the From Clicks to Profit series, the book focuses on applying tools such as ChatGPT and other AI systems to product research, store creation, content production, customer service, and growth operations. Its purpose is not to present e-commerce theory in isolation, but to show how AI can reduce the time, cost, and uncertainty involved in common tasks that often slow down small sellers. The book is aimed at readers who may not have large budgets, technical teams, or agency support, but who want a structured way to identify viable products, build a professional storefront, create persuasive assets, and manage customers more efficiently. Its central promise is that AI can make online retail more data-informed, repeatable, and accessible for solo founders and small teams. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI-driven product research as a replacement for manual niche guessing. One of the central topics in e-commerce in the AI era is the use of AI to improve product research before money is spent on inventory, advertising, or store development. Traditional e-commerce research often depends on browsing marketplaces, checking trends manually, or copying competitors without understanding margins and demand. Crossfield frames AI as a way to make this stage more systematic. The book emphasizes using AI-assisted workflows to scan large numbers of product ideas, compare demand signals, examine competition, and identify gaps where customers appear to want a solution but available offers may be weak or poorly positioned. The practical value of this approach is risk reduction. A new store can fail quickly if its product choice is based only on enthusiasm or surface-level trend data. By encouraging validation, margin thinking, and supplier feasibility early in the process, the book treats product selection as a decision problem rather than a creative guess. This makes the guidance especially relevant for beginners because it clarifies that AI is not merely a source of ideas. Its stronger use is in structuring questions, comparing alternatives, and turning scattered market information into a more disciplined shortlist of products worth testing. Secondly, AI-assisted product content that lowers the barrier to professional presentation. The book gives significant attention to the creation of product content, including descriptions, marketing copy, and visual assets. This is important because many small online stores lose credibility, not because the product is necessarily poor, but because the presentation looks improvised. Crossfield highlights AI as a tool for narrowing the gap between a small seller and a larger brand with access to designers, copywriters, and photographers. Available descriptions of the book point to methods for improving smartphone-based product photography with AI support and for generating polished product descriptions without relying on expensive agencies. The reasoning is practical. E-commerce customers cannot touch the product, so images, headlines, feature explanations, and benefit-focused copy carry much of the burden of trust. AI can speed up first drafts, create variations for different audiences, and help translate raw product details into customer-oriented language. At the same time, the book implicitly requires human judgment, because AI-generated copy can become generic or inaccurate if it is not checked against the actual product. The strongest lesson is that content automation should support accuracy and positioning, not replace responsibility for truthful and useful product communication. Thirdly, building a conversion-focused store with AI-supported execution, beyond finding products and writing copy. E-commerce in the AI era addresses the broader process of turning an idea into a functioning online store. The book presents AI as a practical assistant for tasks such as brand naming, page structure, product page language, promotional angles, frequently asked questions, and other elements that shape the customer journey. This focus matters because an online store is not just a catalog. It is a sequence of decisions that must reduce hesitation, explain value, answer objections, and make checkout feel trustworthy. AI can help founders move through these decisions faster by generating options, organizing page content, and suggesting how different product benefits might be presented. The book stands out in this area by connecting store creation to conversion rather than treating a website as a purely technical build. A visually attractive store may still underperform if the product pages do not communicate clearly or if the buyer cannot understand shipping, returns, or use cases. Crossfield positions AI as a workflow accelerator that helps a lean operator assemble the commercial components of a store more quickly, while still requiring testing and refinement after launch. Fourthly, customer service automation for lean e-commerce operations. Customer service is another major area where the book applies AI to practical e-commerce constraints. Small stores often struggle because customer questions, order concerns, return requests, and product usage issues can consume time that the founder needs for sourcing, marketing, and fulfillment. Crossfield points to AI-driven customer support systems as a way to handle routine inquiries more efficiently without immediately hiring a large support team. The concept is not simply faster replies. Good automation can standardize answers, keep policies consistent, and reduce the number of repetitive tasks handled manually. This has direct economic value because support costs can erode margins, especially for low-priced products or stores with many pre-purchase questions. The book also suggests a realistic boundary for automation. Customer service affects trust, and poorly configured AI can create frustration if it gives vague, incorrect, or insensitive responses. The useful takeaway is that AI support should be built around clear policies, product facts, escalation rules, and monitoring. In this sense, the book treats automation as an operational system rather than a novelty. It helps small sellers protect time while maintaining a baseline of responsiveness that customers expect from professional retailers. Lastly, scaling through AI workflows while preserving business fundamentals. The growth-oriented part of e-commerce in the AI era focuses on how AI can help sellers scale marketing, content creation, and customer engagement after the store is launched. The book describes AI as a way to operate with a minimal team while still producing product copy, promotional material, customer communications, and research outputs at a pace that would otherwise require more staff or outside vendors. This is a meaningful advantage in e-commerce because growth often creates complexity before it creates stable profit. More traffic can mean more questions, more content needs, more testing, and more operational pressure. AI can absorb some of that complexity by making recurring workflows repeatable. However, the book is most useful when read with an understanding that AI does not remove the need for core business judgment. Pricing, fulfillment reliability, customer satisfaction, compliance, and cash flow still determine whether a store survives. The AI tools recommended in any current guide may also change quickly, so the durable value lies in the workflow logic rather than in any single platform. Crossfield presents AI adoption as a competitive operating method, but the reader still has to pair speed with measurement, quality control, and disciplined execution. In conclusion, e-commerce in the AI era is best suited for aspiring e-commerce founders, small business owners, solopreneurs, and marketers who want a practical map for using AI across the full online retail workflow. Readers who already understand basic e-commerce may benefit from the book as a way to modernize product research, content production, customer support, and growth operations. Beginners may find value in its step-by-step orientation because it explains where AI can reduce friction during the earliest decisions, especially product validation and store setup. Its practical benefit is efficiency. It shows how a small operator can move faster without treating every task as a separate expensive service. Its intellectual benefit is the shift from viewing AI as a single writing tool to seeing it as an operating layer across the business. Compared with many AI business books that remain broad or speculative, this title stands out by focusing on the concrete needs of online stores' product selection, professional presentation, customer communication, and scalable marketing routines. Compared with traditional e-commerce guides, it is more current in its attention to automation and generative content workflows. The strongest readers will be those who treat the book as a structured implementation guide, while still applying judgment, testing, and sound business fundamentals. If you would like to support Evan Crossfield, you could buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.